From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
A dramatic operation in Australia to save the lives of a pod of pilot whales ended in partial success Thursday after wildlife officials managed to return most to the ocean. The rescue operation occurred on the beach of Dunsborough on the southwest coast of the country. In total, 130 whales were returned to sea after a total of 160 were beached. That's according to the Department of Parks and Wildlife Service of Western Australia. Whale pods can beach themselves again after being saved, and as a result, spotter planes in the area are continuing to watch and see if the released animals will return to shore. Marine scientists say that survival rates for beached whales is low, and the animals can only survive for about 6 hours after beaching before they start to deteriorate. Like other whale species, pilot whales are highly sociable, often looking out for each other, especially if a member of the pod falls sick or is injured. One of the marine biologists helping in the rescue said that if an injured whale ends up near shore, there could be a lot of hazards for the pod. Echolocation doesn't work properly, and before you know it, you've got a whole family stranded on the beach. There was a newborn calf in the pod of stranded whales, and there are a few who are wondering if that may have been a factor in why and how the whales got stranded this week. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, continuing coverage of the tornadoes and damaging thunderstorms that are blasting across the central United States. Multiple storm systems will continue to threaten lives and property in more than a dozen states through the weekend. Follow AccuWeather for the latest. Also, it's about to heat up in the Northeast with high temps in the 90s on the way. Check out that article along with other regional forecasts, videos, and science-based articles at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from AccuWeather.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.